Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Get Anyone to Do Anything, Never Feel Powerless Again, with Psychological Secrets to Control and Influence Every Situation by David J. Lieberman is a practical nonfiction book in the self-help and applied psychology genre. Its purpose is not to present academic theory, but to translate behavioral psychology into usable strategies for everyday interpersonal situations. The book focuses on how people are persuaded, pressured, and emotionally influenced, then shows readers how to respond with greater awareness and control. A central concern is power dynamics, how to avoid feeling manipulated, how to influence others more effectively, and how to interpret the motives behind common social tactics. The style is direct and formula-driven, making it appealing to readers who want concrete methods rather than abstract discussion. It is especially concerned with situations where emotions interfere with judgment, such as guilt, intimidation, approval-seeking, and interpersonal pressure. The result is a guide to social influence that blends self-protection with practical persuasion. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the book identifies emotional manipulation as a substitute for reason. One of the book's most distinctive ideas is that many attempts to control people work by shifting them away from logic and into emotion. Lieberman highlights common pressure tactics, such as guilt, intimidation, appeal to ego, fear, curiosity, the desire to be liked, and even love. The point is not simply that these feelings exist, but that manipulators use them to interrupt careful judgment. Once a person reacts emotionally, the discussion stops being about evidence and becomes about discomfort, loyalty, or self-image. This framework is useful because it gives readers a diagnostic tool instead of asking only whether an argument sounds convincing. They are encouraged to ask whether the other person is trying to trigger a reaction. The practical implication is restraint. By pausing, separating the message from the messenger, and refusing to respond immediately, a reader can recover a more objective view of the situation. That emphasis on detection is a major part of the book's value. Secondly, the book treats self-control as the first defense against being manipulated. The book repeatedly stresses that the best way to avoid being controlled is to delay automatic emotional responses. Lieberman's advice is built around the idea that manipulative pressure loses much of its force when it cannot produce haste. If someone makes a demand through guilt or intimidation, the instinct is often to answer quickly in order to reduce discomfort. The book argues that this is exactly the wrong moment to commit. Instead, the reader should slow down, observe the interaction objectively, and examine both the content of the request and the method used to deliver it. This is a practical psychological move because it restores choice in situations that can feel coercive. The approach also reframes strength-power, is not shown by arguing aggressively, but by staying calm enough to evaluate what is happening. In that sense, the book is as much about emotional discipline as it is about influence. It teaches readers that control begins with self-management, especially when someone else is trying to set the tempo of the exchange. Thirdly, small favors and selective requests as tools for increasing likability. A notable section of the book concerns how people become more likable through requests rather than constant accommodation. The underlying principle is counterintuitive. When someone does a small favor for you, they may grow more favorable toward you rather than less. Lieberman uses this idea to show how social bonds can be shaped through carefully chosen interactions. Instead of trying too hard to impress or please others, a person can create a subtle sense of involvement by asking for a simple, low-cost favor. This works because people often rationalize their behavior by aligning their attitudes with what they have already done. If they help you, they may be more likely to view the interaction positively. The insight matters because it shifts attention from charm as performance to likability as a behavioral pattern. It also suggests that healthy influence often comes from modest requests, gratitude, and respectful timing. In practical terms, the book links social success to how interactions are structured, not just to what is said. Fourthly, leadership in the book depends on humility, identification, and clear communication. Another major theme is leadership psychology. Lieberman presents effective leadership as a matter of alignment with others, rather than dominance over them. Good leaders identify with the people they lead, show genuine concern, and avoid ego-driven behavior that creates distance. Humility matters because it lowers resistance and builds trust, while respect increases the likelihood that others will cooperate willingly. The book also emphasizes simplicity and clarity in communication. Leaders who speak in organized, direct, and understandable ways are more persuasive because they reduce confusion and signal competence. This is important in the book's broader framework because influence is not portrayed as trickery alone. It also depends on whether people feel understood and valued. Charisma, in this account, is less about theatrical presence than about making others feel important. The leadership model here is practical rather than idealized to influence a group. One must manage perception, reduce friction, and communicate in a way that aligns people emotionally and intellectually with the goal. Lastly, a formula-driven approach that turns psychology into everyday action. What sets the book apart from many influence titles is its highly applied structure. It does not linger on theory for its own sake, but instead presents psychological ideas as usable formulas for real situations, from personal relationships to workplace conflict and competition. The appeal of this approach is that readers can translate concepts into immediate behavior when to speak, how to ask, how to diffuse resistance, and how to evaluate motives. This makes the book accessible, especially for readers who want practical social tools rather than dense academic language. At the same time, the formula-driven style has limits. Because it reduces complex human behavior into repeatable tactics, it is most effective as a guide to common patterns rather than a complete explanation of social life. Still, that simplicity is part of its identity. The book positions itself as a manual for regaining agency in everyday interactions, teaching readers how to navigate persuasion, resistance, and pressure with more confidence and less confusion. Its focus is on usable control, not abstract reflection. In conclusion, Get Anyone to Do Anything will most benefit readers who want a practical, psychologically informed guide to interpersonal influence, especially those who often feel pressured in social, professional, or personal settings. It is useful for people interested in persuasion, boundary setting, and reading emotional cues more accurately. The book also fits readers who prefer direct advice over academic psychology, since it is built around simple principles that can be applied immediately. What makes it stand out in the self-help and influence category is its emphasis on detecting manipulation before responding. Rather than merely offering charm techniques or motivational language, it combines defense and offense. It explains how others try to steer you emotionally, then shows how to influence situations more deliberately yourself. Compared with many books on communication, it is less concerned with broad life philosophy and more focused on concrete social leverage. That practical, tactical orientation is its main distinction. For readers who want to understand how emotional pressure works and how to stay composed under it, the book offers a compact and highly usable framework. If you would like to support David J. Lieberman, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.